This portion of the program is brought to you by Minister Elena Schofield, the host of Voices of Reason in the Valley, a radio talk show with goals to inform, to connect, to promote, and to build up the community right here in the Antelope Valley. Hello, Elena, and welcome. I now turn the mic over to you and your guest.
Welcome to Voices of Reason in the Valley. Today, we have a special guest. She's an awesome woman, very accomplished. It is Women's Month. So we are interviewing April Whedon White. She is, let me introduce her. She has taken the stunt world by storm with a unparalleled resume of accomplishments as one of Hollywood's leading stunt women and stunt coordinators. She has doubled for numerous high-profile celebrities, including Halle Berry, Jennifer Lopez, Yvette Nicole Brown, Brandy, Jennifer Lewis, Pam Grier, Vanessa L. Williams, Taraji Henson, Regina King, and Gabrielle Union, to name a few. April has been stunt coordinating since the beginning of her stunt career and has coordinated many projects, including car commercials. Currently, Whedon White is stunt coordinating a Black Lady sketch show for HBO and coordinated Cherish the Day for HBO as well. Whether it's jumping through a plate glass window, fighting, being chased by alligators, or driving through a mustard field at high speeds with a helicopter hovering overhead, there is no question that this stunt professional job falls into the category of unusual occupations. April is a native of Washington, D.C., and has a long list of film and television credits. Her films include Dolomite, 7 Pounds, Meet Dave, Minority Report, Johnson's Family Vacation, Crash, Swordfish, Rat Race, Blade, Lethal Weapon 4. Woo! Okay, I still know what you did last summer, Anaconda and Eraser. Her television work includes Community, True Blood, Strong Medicine, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Melrose Place, Beverly Hills 90210. April gave birth to a beautiful daughter, Kiara, in 2002. Determined to get back in shape and back to work, she developed a strict diet and structured a workout schedule to reach her goals quickly. Every morning, she attended Taibo classes, followed by walking, swimming, or riding a horse. Freckles. She has completed stunts for 4 national network commercials, Behind the Scenes, Tunes, Bruce Almighty, Biker Boys, and a Western Gang of Roses. And on top of all that, this mother competed and won first place in the Pacific Coast Barrel Association's 4D competition. April has mentored many women as a stunt professional. She has a handful of successful Black stunt women in the entertainment industry. April is the president of Joy Foundation Mentoring Program. She was honored in March 2004 and was honored by the Black Arts Alliance with their inaugural Trailblazer Award for her outstanding work in the stunt industry. In January 2006, April was honored to receive the Crystal Award for her accomplishment as a professional stunt person and giving back to the community from BLM Entertainment. April is married to Bishop B.J. White and is a bishop's wife. She plans to release a musical CD and has written many books, and we're going to talk about that. Welcome, April Whedon White.
Hi. Are you talking about me?
Yes, ma'am. Your resume is impressive. You are very accomplished. I'm glad to know that I've known you since I was 7. Who would have thought that we end up at in the Antelope Valley together?
Who would have thought?
Yes, amazing. Yes. I remember you as a cheerleader in high school, choreographing at Marineland, being a Rams cheerleader, and when you first started in the stunt world. So tell me about that. Let's talk about you.
I've been in the industry now a minute. I started off with horseback riding, and I've been doing stunts now since the 90s. I was on the cover of Black Enterprise when I first started in the industry. And so I've just been blessed. My whole career has been guided by nothing but God, only the Lord. Just God did it.
Yes. Now you give back to young people. You mm-hmm. give back to the community. You are what I consider an altruistic person. I believe I'm that kind of person too, but you go out of your way. You've always had a mind to help others. You're very nurturing and you always go the extra mile. Community is important to you. Let's talk about community.
Well, community yes. is very important to me. And so I was working out at the gym. I live in the Antelope Valley, as you know, we both do. And so people mm-hmm. kept coming yeah. up to me. You know, people kept coming up to me when they found out that I was in the industry, and they were like, I want to be an actress and I want to get into this and I want to do this and I want to direct. And so I just started helping a lot of women in the Antelope Valley, a lot of them. And then they had children. And so their children needed to be nurtured and they wanted to go into the industry. And I'm all about education as far as what is show business. Show, there's a part that's show. And then there's a part that's business. So it's important that we don't separate the two. So I started the Antelope Valley Creative Performers Network here in the Valley. And it's a group of women who we do community service work throughout the community, as well as we teach young people. And I believe that the younger women need to learn from the older women and the older women need to learn from the younger women. So we collect donations for clothing and shoes. I just dropped off a package today of food to a family of four. And we feed on a regular basis. We feed 6 to 7 times a week, every day.
That is impressive. Mm-hmm. I am so glad that you are just using your platform to really reach out to people as a first lady and as a professional and being able to give back so much. You have evolved. You go from this stunts woman to this first lady. Yeah. And I know the people love you. You're loved around this country and around this world internationally. Yeah. You are. You guys have ministries in overseas. Is that right?
Yeah. Right now, our church in Thailand. Thailand. In Thailand. We're connected with a lot of Hmong people in St. Louis. My husband has churches in Saginaw, Michigan, Thailand. Our church in Monrovia no longer is actually in the services because of the pandemic, but we still are ministering to the people that were there at the church. We're active every Wednesday. My husband has Bible study at 7 o'clock, VJ White, on Facebook. And then I have my yes. page, April Whedon White. And so we have service every Wednesday, Bible study at 7. And then on Sundays, he's live at 12:30 on BJ White's Facebook page. And you can watch it on my page if you're my friend as well.
Wow. Yeah. I know I've watched a few of his his lessons. Mm-hmm. And they were impacting. And I know one time he had us right 100 times something.
Yeah, he's really good at
to
teaching.
Love God. And yes. yeah. Mm-hmm. And that I'll never forget that. Mm-hmm. Now what are you up to next?
To answer your question regarding how did I transition yeah. How did I transition from being a stunt woman to being a first lady? It was difficult yes. at first because I didn't think I was worthy of being a first lady. I even had one of my cousins say, you're going to have to get out of the entertainment field now that you're a first lady. And it's been the exact opposite. Matter of fact, my husband is an actor. And I manage his career and he's doing extremely well. So if we're as Christians aren't in a dark place where we can bring light, then what is it all for? You know, if I'm not able to do ministry while I'm on the set as well in an unconventional way, then what is it all for? And so my husband, he's ministered to all types of people on set and it's just a beautiful experience. And he's my rock. He's taught me a lot about the Bible. So my transition was just feeling kind of not knowing as much as I should about the Bible and things like that. So talking to older women, women talk to older women. It's Women History Month. And find, you know, women that are older than you. I have Charlotte Brooks, who's Richard Brooks's mother, who lives here in the AB. I met her at the gym, and she's someone that I talk to on a regular basis. Miss Evelyn White, she's a retired sheriff's officer here in the Antelope Valley. And I talk to her, she's in her 70s, on a regular basis. And it's super important that when we have insecurities as younger women, that it's our responsibility to find older women that can teach us.
Yes, that's Bible all day long. God yes. commands, or he charges the older women to teach the younger women. I yes. have literally seen you evolve. I've seen you evolve. I've seen you, your faith increase. I've just seen the Lord begin to just manifest himself in and through you. And it's a wonderful thing. You know, it's a wonderful thing. And you've always been a good girl. You've always been my mentor, and I can say that honestly without any reservation that you were actually a mentor to me when I was in elementary, middle school, high school.
You were my baby.
Yeah, you've always been a mentor to me, and you were a diva. I mean, you just were a diva to me. And I when Beyonce said she looked up to her mom, and that was her role model. I can say you honestly that you were my role model. Yeah.
Do you remember when you'd be at my house and you would literally cry because you had to leave, because we would be having so much fun. We played Barbie dolls. And
yes.
We did.
Yes. Yes. And it's just so amazing that. I believe in the providence of God, and I believe going back to you and Hollywood, I believe you talk about being a light in a dark world, in a dark place, because Hollywood has a lot of darkness to it. But to actually to know that God has, I'm a firm believer that God has a witness everywhere. He has a witness in the White House. He has a witness on the Marine ship in the Navy. Mm-hmm. He has a witness, you know, in Hollywood. He has a witness in the courtroom. He has a witness in the schoolhouse. God has a witness at the hospital.
But do you know?
God has a witness everywhere, yes.
But you know, Pastor, like, I'm gonna be honest with you. A lot of people's dreams were squashed because they felt like being Christian, they couldn't be in Hollywood. And that's so not true. So not true. You can create your own content. There's so many things now, us even being on this Zoom call, we can create our own content. We can literally get on here and create our own gospel Christian type movies that we want to produce and put out. And there's money out there for that. So we got to get busy.
And you know, the person that I really think about, and she's gone on into eternity, is Cicely Tyson. Cicely Tyson, she was the epitome of class, and talent, and she never took on a role that was demeaning or degrading to women. And she just was this beacon of light in Hollywood.
Right.
And everybody respected her, every race, you know, she was known around the world, and she is really a respected person. And she's the epitome of, yes, I can go to Hollywood and be successful and not get caught up, you know, in the degradation that's there, you know? And you as well, you know, and you have been a light. And you really have.
Finding your place in Hollywood is a mere simple fact of staying true to yourself, who you are, whose you are, and knowing what you will and will not do, knowing what you will and will not tolerate. It just goes on with life. It's like with anything.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's why we celebrate women, because women rock. And Black girls rock.
Yes,
you know,
we do.
And so, you know, to be a woman and to be a African-American in Hollywood and in your field, I'm sure there were some things you're a trailblazer, you know, you pioneered some things, you know, I mean, well, let's just you know, talk sis, about it.
Yeah. You know, sis, I'm still to this day, I am still fighting. I have a meeting today at 4 o'clock. You know, today I have a meeting. I'm in meetings because I need to be in those rooms. I have the experience and I have the knowledge and I have the wisdom. And so I just want to make things better. And so I just continually live a Proverbs 31 woman life.
Yes,
that's
you
what
do.
I teach. It's not always easy.
Had class.
It's not always easy, but it's not always easy. I don't want people to think that I'm this perfect person and that everything is golden and all like that. We go through trials and tribulations as women. It's a time for us to empower one another and reach out to each other and help.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. I just appreciate you. I appreciate you doing this interview. I am so glad that I'm able to actually say that I know you. And I didn't do it because of that, but you're here and I'm my goal is to connect community where we are, where we live, and to, you know, focus on outstanding people in our community in the Antelope Valley. And
amen.
I want people to know who you are. And if you guys, anybody wants to reach her, you can reach her at A Weeden, W-E-E-D-E-N, Fox, F-O-X, at AOL.com. A Weeden Fox at AOL.com. She is a force to be reckoned with, a wonderful, powerful woman of faith, has a lot of integrity, a lot of conviction, operates in the principles of God. And I just appreciate you for that. And First Lady, a class act. And Michelle Obama said we're becoming, right? And so every day we're, you know, as women and women of color. And then, you know, we don't exclude our non-color, our sisters that are not of color. We are including them. We are, you know, we're representing women, you know.
Amen.
And we're diverse.
Happy Women's Month. International Women's
Happy Day. Women's Month, everyone. And for those of you that I put a post on my Facebook page about women that have been incarcerated, and some of them weren't even guilty, but they got life sentences. It's so much, but they are women too, and they matter. And they're in there, and they got some bum raps, and the punishment didn't fit the crime, and then they left children behind, you know, all of that. And so as powerful women of faith, it's up to us to go and even reach those people, those that the single mothers that, you know, the mothers that are on crack, you know, the mothers that, you know, are having problems with substance abuse. It's women need to empower women. We need to pull them up and pull them out. And that's what we should do as women of faith, and to be an example and to go rescue those that are in trouble and are in need. Yes. And that's what you're about. And I know that.
Man, how time flies when you're truly enjoying it. Elena, I want to thank you for hosting Voices of Reason in the Valley on Gospel for the Glory of Jesus. And I want to thank April Weeden White, the First Lady of Dominion Hilltop Ministries in Lancaster, for being our guest today. My brothers and sisters, today's program, Voices of Reason in the Valley, was paid for by Elena Schofield. Topics and opinions discussed in the program do not reflect the opinions or views of the station KRAJ 100.9 FM and are in no way connected to views and opinions of the management, employees, or the radio host at KRAJ 100.9 FM or the radio ministry. Gospel for the Glory of Jesus, hosted by Melvin Slade. Feedback, comments, or concerns should be emailed to voicesofreasoninthevalley@gmail.com. Once again, that's voicesofreasoninthevalley@gmail.com.